A language was about to die.
Once it gets wiped out, that's it. We will have nothing in our language to pass to our children.
And the people trying to save it were still learning how to speak it.
And we had to hurry up. Time was working against us. We were like 100 years late, you know?
It's Code Switch.
Eola, ko'olau Hawaii.
Listen and subscribe.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. 2019 is going to be a busy year for Carlos Santana. This year marks the 50th anniversary of both the band's legendary performance at Woodstock in August of 69, as well as the release of the groundbreaking first Santana album called simply Santana. It's also the 20th anniversary of his multi-Grammy winning album Supernatural, the album that introduced the band to a whole new generation of fans. And not wanting to rest on those amazing laurels, earlier this year, Carlos Santana gathered his band in the studios of super producer Rick Rubin and recorded the 25th studio album under the Santana name. Africa Speaks is the name of the record, and it's a game changer for Santana, a vibrant, celebratory sound that signals that on the eve of his 72nd birthday, Carlos Santana still has plenty of music in him. Carlos, welcome back to Alt Latino.
Muchas gracias. It's a joy and an honor to be here.
Africa has always been part of your influences, going back to the first album, those earliest days. What was your inspiration this time to focus completely on Africa?
Knowing that the African rhythms and melodies, they have a nutrient and ingredient that supplies vast amounts of hope and courage, which equals joy.
And that joy has been part of the music since the very beginning.
Since Tijuana, when I discovered, at that time they used to call it Música del Caribe, or Caribbean music, whether it's from Cuba, Puerto Rico, or all the islands. But the more I research, the more I realize it all comes from Africa.
Now, on this album, I've been a big fan of Wika like forever, and I was really excited to see that she's on the album. And, you know, the vocalists in Santana, it always fits the sound of the band at that time, from Leon Thomas, Greg Walker, Alex Lidgertwood. Talk to us about Wika, why you chose her, and how did you find her?
There's no more Mega Virgin Records in Paris. There's no more Tower Records. So like everybody, I have to go surfing at night. And I was looking for Africa Now, music from Africa Now. And Wika showed up, and then I played the CD, and I couldn't believe her voice. I woke up my wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, and I said, honey, you got to wake up and listen to this. And so we downloaded the CD and we drove to Napa, you know, to spend a weekend over there. And on the way over there, we just couldn't stop playing her music. And then later on, when this situation presented itself for us to create this music, our brother Rick Rubin said, well, in Supernatural, you had a lot of guest artists singing. Who do you want on this one? And I said, only Buika and Laura Mbula if possible.
Okay, time for some music from Buika with Santana. This is called Oye Este Mi Canto. Okay, 49 songs in 10 days. What drove that? Well, did you guys have the rhythm parts down first? Did you and Cindy and Carl, did you guys work some stuff out, or did it just all come together in different ways?
Everything that you said, all of the above and more. The thing that kept the flow happening, because everything's about the flow, was Tommy Anthony.
That Santana rhythm guitarist, Tommy Anthony.
I requested to him to check out. I said, we're going to record this song, this song, this song. You know, sometimes we're doing like 5 to 7 songs a day. Take these songs tonight, map them out, like going to somebody's house, and you're going to be the GPS guy. All I do is pay attention before we start the song to the correct tempo, the feel in the groove. Once that's there, then I say, okay, before we start it, let's just get the groove. You know, don't play any, just play the groove, the tempo and the feel. Then I said to, let's record. Then I said to Tommy, you're going to have this microphone here on the corner, and you tell us, here comes the verse, here comes the chorus, another verse, make a left, here comes the bridge, you know, kind of thing. So he was the GPS person for every single song in the album, and that's how we got through it, really, really effective and efficient.
Okay, for such a percussion-heavy album, you relied on both your wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, on drums, and your longtime percussionist, Carl Pedazzo. Talk to us about how Carl contributed to this.
Carl, everybody in the band has a big portfolio and Rolodex like me. You know, Carl played with, of course, Sheila E. and Prince, and he was beloved by Tito Puente. So he knows all that, the Prince and the funk, and he also understands the Mongo and the Tito Puente thing, you know?
Bass player Benny Rainfield always shines in the studio and live on stage, but he really stands out on this album.
Benny playing with Miles Davis and Sheila E. Everybody in the band, again, has a deep, deep portfolio in Rolodex, like myself, and we know what to do when and where.
You've worked with different producers over the years, self-produced the first couple albums, first three albums. You've done all this stuff yourself. What about working with Rick Rubin? Why did you choose Rick Rubin?
I felt that he would bring an element of cohesiveness and bringing us closer to radio frequency. You know, I know where radio is right now. They have a lot of Linn machines, and they don't even have real drums. Everything that we're living right now is an illusion, quite frankly, on radio and TV. And the only thing that's genuine and true is your heart, you know? So I felt that this particular music from Africa it would be the mystical medicine music for a twisted, crooked world. How about that?
pongo. Que si lo sé no me pongo. Que si lo sé no me pongo. Que si lo sé no me pongo.
You know, as a longtime fan, this album feels a little different, and it feels like a renewal of the fire that inspired like your greatest albums, right? Am I wrong in that? Is there something different about this album? Is there something different about you that makes this some sort of like a renewal, some new path, some touching back?
This album has the fury and passion of Armando Peraza, Mongo Santa Maria, Francisco Aguabella, Patato, and it also has Art Blakey, Tony Williams, Roy Haynes, and you know, Elvin Jones. So, and just that's just the rhythm alone. And then melodies, you know, you have Marvin Gaye or you have Aretha and you have Miles, you know. So this album is a tapestry collaboration of all those that I love. And quite frankly, I have become them. You know, I'm becoming Dolores Huerta and Harry Belafonte, not only in music. I play music so I can be of service to humanity, you know, quite frankly.
Album is driven by Buica's voice and all the percussion, but your guitar, and obviously you're known for playing, but this one sounds even more special. I mean, it reminds me really of the vitality I hear in something like Lotus from 73. I mean, it's like you're tapping into something on this album with these solos, with the wah-wah. That's like a different sound. And it's just fire. It just burns this time around. What's different?
When we finished the album and I was driving around listening to it, I got a little concerned, almost worried, not afraid, but concerned that my guitar was too piercing, too like a knife, way too sharp, that it would hurt people's ears, because it sounds like claws and sharp teeth, you know, it's just tearing it up. And then my inner voice said, be quiet. This is the way it's supposed to sound because it matches perfectly Buica in the band. I said, okay. I played a Stratocaster mainly.
Wow.
You know, it's a Stratocaster that I found in Chicago. And I've been playing this for the last 4 or 5 albums. I play Paul Reed mainly on stage, but in the studio I've been recording with a Strat and a wah-wah because I think it helps me be a little bit more ferocious, quite frankly, you know? We'll be right back.
Another great performance by the Spanish vocalist Buica, who you asked to be part of this journey. I understand that she recorded her vocals after the music was recorded. Tell us about how you worked that out.
Buica said, "Maestro, it's incredible that you recorded your guitar first and when I came in, and it sounds like we did it at the same time in the studio, even though we were in New Zealand and Australia. When she came in for a week, you know, I haven't even shake hands or hug her or look eye to eye. We just recorded half of 49 songs, and we went to Australia and New Zealand, and then she came in, and she stayed at the Shangri-La, and she told me, 'Maestro, as soon as I heard this music, I started doing things I never done before. I wrote some lyrics I never written before, melodies I never... This music made me, it compelled me like a spell. Me lo hizo hacer, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, I found myself just driven to it, you know. And I says, well, welcome to the club. You know, that's what happened to us too, you know.
Cada paso. the jungle, beyond the reach of greed, you hear the voices of spirits with their frequency of light, making sounds like the crackling of stars at night, communicating with plants, animals, and mankind, affirming the universal truth. All and everything was conceived here in Africa, the cradle of civilization.
Where do you think this album fits in the arc of the Santana story?
When you look at the Statue of Liberty and you see the lamp on top of her hand, the bright thing, that's what this is for Santana. This is the brightest thing that I've done since the beginning. You know, you're absolutely, totally correct. This is an extension of Olatunji's Drums of Passion.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is a big year for Carlos Santana as he and the rest of the world celebrate the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Now, Carlos Santana is one of the performers who played that original festival, and he's always carried the Woodstock ethos in his music and his life. And 50 years later, Carlos, you would like to take that one step further to maintaining that vibe.
Picture this. Picture that in every city, there's a Woodstock every Saturday and Sunday. Okay? There's balloons. There's music, there's barbecues, there's grandparents and parents, tie-dye shirts, but you have congas, a bunch of congas and conga players, and then we invite the gangs. You know, we fence it so the police can help us, you know, with harmony and unity. And we say, you know, come on in and, you know, make yourself at home. If you have a gun, put it in here and we'll give you a ticket. You know, just put it in here so you can check it back when you leave. We're going to invite you to play congas. Once you start playing congas and you sit down with some master musicians and they teach you how to articulate. And if you like what you're doing, take the conga with you, leave the gun. So we're going to call it Drums for Guns, okay? And when we have enough guns, we melt them into an angel of peace with a fro, okay? So I have Woodstock, every city, with like you were saying, because I know what the congas did to me in Aquatic Park in San Francisco. The first time I heard 20 conga players and people smoking pot and drinking wine and jingle, bow. I was like, holy shit, man, what is this, you know? So can you imagine talking to the mayors of every city and making this thing happen, Woodstocks in every city, and also inviting people to do Drums for Guns? To me, that's more important than all the shootings that happen every day. It would stop.
Carlos Santana, thanks so much for joining us again here on Alt Latino. You're always welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Say precious.
Let me remind you, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And also check out our weekly playlists of new music on both Apple Music and Spotify. Just look for Alt Latino on those two music outlets. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino from NPR Music. As always, thank you so much for listening.
She'll forgive us.